It's 12:04.
From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds, and this is The Conversation. A report from Democrats in Congress says that more than 1,000 Hanford workers would be placed on an unpaid leave for about 6 weeks if automatic federal budget cuts take place on March 1st. The Tri-City Herald reports environmental and cleanup work on the nuclear reservation would be suspended or delayed. The Energy Department has released little information about the effect of the budget cut known as sequestration. This report came from Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee. Hanford has a total of close to 9,000 workers. Well, state lawmakers are dealing with a Supreme Court decision requiring up to $1 billion in funding for public schools. Governor Inslee has proposed a jobs plan, and the case on State Senator Pam Roach, accused of mistreating legislative staffers, is closed. Joining us with a look at the week in Olympia, our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins. Austin, thanks for taking the time.
Good afternoon, Ross. Good to be here.
So Governor Inslee has called a press conference for 1:30 this afternoon at rather late notice. Any word on what he's got to say?
Not yet. I did talk to his communications director, who said this is not an emergency, but this is an emergent issue that the governor feels the need to respond to. I have multiple calls and texts out. Haven't heard back. If I do while I'm chatting with you, I'll let you know. But this is unusual, and it's clearly some significant announcement of some sort, and we just don't at this point know the details.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out from you later in this conversation or later on today. Kind of the big dynamic in Olympia has been that the state Senate, for the first time in many years, is controlled by a majority coalition made up of all the Republicans and two Democrats. Has this changed the way people do business in Olympia this year, Austin?
In general, Ross, you know, I've been here for, I guess, 9 years, and the dynamic feels very different. Part of that is because there's a new governor, and certainly part of that is because Democrats don't have one-party control anymore. I mean, it's been ebbing in the Senate over the last few years with narrower majorities, and we've certainly seen moments in time where Republicans with some breakaway Democrats took control. So there have been hints at this, but absolutely, it's a different dynamic. And probably the most visible sense of that is if you just look at the kinds of bills that are getting hearings that, you know, it hasn't happened before, it hasn't happened in years. Things like parental consent for abortion, some changes to workers' compensation that are just anathema and antithetical to Democrats, but Republicans are pushing ahead with. So yes, there you're seeing measures getting hearings, and you're seeing a dynamic that at least since I started here, there was one session when Republicans had control. Very different situation.
Well, Governor Inslee is in just the first weeks of his term. How's he doing? How is he like or unlike his predecessor, Governor Gregoire?
He's very different. They're both attorneys, but she always joked that she was a recovering attorney. I think he's long since recovered from being one. You know, you get the we're 5 weeks into the session. It's a 105-day session. The governor has, for the most part, held weekly news conferences, but he has basically only rolled out or introduced one bill. It had to do with water in the Yakima Basin. He held his jobs initiative proposal rollout this week, which you alluded to. That was really the first big policy statement from him. And for the most part, when he has held news conferences, it has not been to introduce new cabinet members or to roll out a policy initiative, but more to react to what the legislature is or is not doing.
Let's talk about some of the specifics that are happening in Olympia. There are these proposals to impose a universal gun background check. What are the chances of those getting through?
You know, historically and typically, gun control measures don't have much of a fighting chance in the legislature, even with Democrats in charge. That was the case. What might be different this year is certainly there is more pressure and more attention on the issue because of the Newtown killings of all those children. So it certainly there is more pressure to bear. You're also seeing, this is always important to note, when 23 state senators sign on to a measure, which has happened now on this universal background check bill, that is significant. The prime sponsor, Senator Adam Klein of Seattle, says he thinks he has the votes to pass this measure. Those are a lot of co-signers. That said, the Republican leadership, Senator Rodney Thom, the majority leader who's a Democrat, has said he doesn't want to divide the chamber over difficult social issues. And there were hints this week that they're not inclined to bring it to the floor. So this may be a situation that's setting up where the House passes this measure, and then there is a big fight internally and perhaps ultimately on the floor to maybe even force it to the floor by those who support this measure. But again, historically, measures like this don't have a lot of the track record is not does not bode well.
We're talking about the week in Olympia with our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network. You alluded to the Parental Notification Act that would require that if a woman under 18 wants an abortion, her parents would have to be notified about that. Has this bill come forward in the past few years? Or how do you rank its chances this year?
No, definitely not in the last few years. And this is still probably a measure that doesn't have a lot of chance of success. I mean, it's not something Democrats are going to go for, whether they could even get 25 votes in the current Senate structure to pass it is a question mark. But it is a indication, again, of the kinds of issues that are getting a hearing, and match that against the fact that there is on the other side of the abortion debate this proposal to mandate that insurance companies that cover maternity services also cover abortion. That's being pushed by Planned Parenthood and other groups. That has not gotten a hearing yet in the state Senate. Initially, it was scheduled by the Republican chair of the committee, and then it was scrubbed from the calendar. So, you know, there are two opposing bills, if you will, on the topic of abortion. The one that got the hearing in the Senate is the parental notification one. Who knows what will happen to the mandate mandating the coverage one at the end of the day. But you get the sense that a lot of this is sort of letting some ideas get some debate, get some testimony, but it doesn't mean that they're going to make it to the finish line.
Seattle has passed a law that requires employees to get paid for sick leave in companies above a certain level. And I understand some Republican senators are targeting that bill to try to reverse it or crimp it in some ways.
Right, and don't want it to expand beyond Seattle. And, overarching all of this is that already Washington State has on the books a paid family leave program that's never been funded or implemented, but the structure's in place. And now you have the paid sick leave out of Seattle. And really what this gets down to is it's a fight over the business climate. It's a business versus labor fight, and it is the argument that you're hearing from many Republicans and those who think that this is not the direction they want to go is that this increases the cost of businesses just at a time when they're trying to recover from the Great Recession. On the other side, you hear Democrats in particular saying this is the right thing to do by employees. It's a measure of Washington's Washington's values and how Washington treats its employees. And so that's the rub. But it's really being cast in this context of the business climate.
Now, the story of the last 10 or 15 years has been how citizen initiatives have really had an impact on what goes on in Olympia, on how state government can spend money in a variety of other things. Now, Tim Iman has an initiative to make it easier to get initiatives on the ballot. But I notice he's also taking that cause to the legislature. There's a bill that would do the same thing. Is he going to be able to fold up his tent on the legislative initiative? Can he get it passed by the legislature?
Unlikely. And there were a series of hearings about the initiative process, including the measure that Tim Iman is sponsoring. That he did it a little differently this year. This is an initiative to the legislature as opposed to a direct initiative to the people. If the legislature takes a pass, then it goes to the ballot. That I talked to him yesterday. He thinks that that's definitely the route this is going. There's also a genetically modified foods measure, similar initiative to the legislature. It'll get a hearing. It has got a hearing this week, but ultimately doesn't seem likely that the legislature would act on either of those. They'll probably just end up going to the ballot.
State Senator Pam Roach has been a lightning rod for complaints about allegations she mistreated legislative staff members. I understand these inquiries have been kind of put to bed now. It's all over. What's the conclusion of the Pam Roach case?
Well, again, under this new majority, mostly Republicans plus two breakaway Democrats, there's new control of the in-house Facilities and Operations Committee, which deals with discipline of members. As part of this, new majority leadership, the sanctions that were in place against Senator Pam Roach were lifted. She was given a committee chairmanship. And then it came to light that there were some new allegations of bad behavior. Those were vetted, and this new majority decided that they did not rise to the level of needing to or demanding some sort of additional sanction of Senator Roach. So basically, the committee has required that all senators go through workplace sensitivity training, if you will, how to treat your employees. There are no sanctions on Senator Roach. And at this point, I think that she is back in the fold, as a committee chair, as a member of the Majority Coalition Caucus, and barring some new behavior down the road, this chapter is closed.
Austin Jenkins, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ross.
Austin Jenkins, our Olympia correspondent with the Northwest News Network, and he'll be tracking down the story of whatever it is Governor Inslee is having a press conference about at 1:30 today. A little bit unusual for a press conference to be called on such short notice.